When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. If you're just joining End Time World News, we're a podcast about current news and world events, and everything going on all over the world, and prophecy as well. We try to cover lots of different topics and different events, not just politics as usual. And then, of course, we cover God and, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ. So we cover everything in between. We're not just apolitical. We're not just solid a religious podcast. We cover a little bit of everything on here, but we keep our focus on God through Jesus Christ, folks. So I hope that helps if you're a first-time listener. And again, I'm Eric. I'm your host, and welcome to the show. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Dated Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Yes, I can't believe we're already all the way through August. And I'm coming to you live from the state of Michigan, my own home state, and looking forward to leaving in September, going back down to the state of Florida, hopefully by September 24th, God willing. So get out of here just before the cold weather is starting to peak and just start to get here in the state of Michigan. So can't wait, folks, and I hope everybody's doing well out here. So let's get into today's podcast from naturalnews.com, shall we? We're facing the enslavement of humanity. Surveillance reveals which side intelligence agencies are on, and this is very true. The 2022 annual transparency report from the Office of Director of the National Intelligence, or the ODNI, reveals that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or the FBI, has been surveilling millions of Americans without warrants for proper cause. Between December 2020 and November 2021, the FBI scorned private emails, texts, and other electronic communications of 3.4 million U.S. residents without obtaining a single warrant. Between December 19th and November 2020, just under 1.3 million Americans were surveilled under the same manner. There's also been a sharp uptick in the number of times the government officials asked for the identity of individuals surveilled to be revealed, a practice known as unmasking. Supposedly, the FBI agents were looking for signs of potential terrorist activity. They also sought to prevent hacking attacks in the process. They violated the constitutional privacy rights of millions of Americans, and considering the hacking attacks that have occurred anyway, mass surveillance doesn't seem to be achieving its stated aim. Two attorneys and two journalists are suing former U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, or the CIA, Director Mike Pompeo in Spanish High Court for illegality surveilling them and copying private data from their electronic devices and passports while they were visiting Julian Assange and the Ecuadorian embassy. The agency is also listed as a defendant for the purposes of forcing them to expunge all collected records. In the aftermath, the FBI's unprecedented 8 August 2022 raid, former President Donald Trump at the Mar-a-Lago home in Florida, and that's down there, West Palm Beach. Mar-a-Lago is near West Palm Beach, just for those people tuning in. Many are starting to question the FBI's actions, not just in this case, but in more general sense. What's become clear is this raid, the FBI has weaponized to hunt down and neutralize political opposition on the surface. Republicans appear to be the target, but more specifically, the target is really anyone who disagrees with and wants to stop what we now know is the global coup by an unelected technocrat elite. And that's true, folks. You know, the government is going crazy. Let me just throw this in here. The government's going crazy. The government's out of control. And matter of fact, the government's out of control because we let the government get out of control. And that's the problem here. You know, you're living in the United States, but it almost seems like we're in a second world country right now. And people, we can't do that. We have to rein in the government. All throughout the history, there's been events go on and different things like that where we the people, i.e. the United States, wouldn't put up with that. You know, they've hung people before way back in the 16, 17, 1800s. They've hung people before. They've thrown people out of office. They've done all kinds of radical events when people in the government get out of control. You know, there's been uprising after uprising, civil wars, all kinds of things that's happened over the last 200 plus years, 225 years of this country or plus, you know, and people don't understand that. And they forget about that. You know, when the government gets out of control, we, the people, have a right to peacefully protest. We have a right to legally remove these government officials that are out of control. You know, like Biden's not doing anything for the economy. Biden is a joke. You know, a lot of people don't realize that with this fake election that went on. But again, you know, I digress. And so that's what you have to understand. When the government gets out of control, we the people have the constitutional right to remove peacefully these government officials and throw them out of office. So that's what you have to understand, folks. That's through the Constitution. That isn't anything I made up. That is in the Constitution of the United States of America. Public assurances aside, the agency has reported it's been caught lawlessly. The FBI infiltrated kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that's here in the state of Michigan, just being one of the recent examples. And that lawless behavior is a piece of evidence that suggests that it's been captured by powers that do not have the welfare of the American citizens at heart. The FBI illegally spies on millions of Americans, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, or the ACLU. The FBI is violating Americans' privacy on erroneous scale, as reported by Bloomberg, and that's 2022 annual transparency report by the Office of the ODNI reveals the FBI between, again, December 2020 and November 21, you know. So, again, this just goes back to they continue to violate the privacy of American citizens, folks. I mean, this is just crazy, and it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. Privacy rights to prevent tyrannical overreaches. While some of you say there's nothing to worry about if you've done nothing wrong, the old adage is long since we've worn out, because, again, we're dealing with an agency whose job it is to take out political opponents. And again, they've been politicized, folks. And most of you people, and I know people in my family up here, God love them, they're on the other side of the aisle. They always believe the government does no wrong. They believe everything that the government says, yada, yada, yada. That's just not true. That's not true at all. And so people have to understand that, and people have to come to the reality is the government is not for you. The only thing we have going is God through Jesus Christ. God truly is for everyone on the planet. The government is only for itself and the self-preservation of the government, and to expand the government and to take away the individual sovereignty and rights, folks. And that's coming from me, but that's a fact, and that's part of life, you know. So that's what you have to understand. Wrong think is now a crime and in and out of itself, so you better believe that privacy matters. If you do not want the FBI to rifle through your personal correspondence, they will find something, some sentence, some idea, some opinion to which to hang you, figuratively speaking, of course. Just look at Dr. Simone Gold. She is now serving prison sentence over what amounts to medical opinion. So didn't do anything criminal or illegal. She's a political prisoner. And so Dr. Simone is with the nurses, the doctors that are going around America and talking about the shot. And so she heads up that organization there, Dr. Simone Gold. She's a good person, but they made her a prisoner as well. They took her and they made her a prisoner because she stated some stuff that's her opinion, and so they locked her up. By political prisoner, I'm not exclusively referring to opponents of the Democratic Party, but true political opposition parties in this day and age are technocratic or great reset insiders who have infiltrated political parties on one side, and the rest of us who see the playbook and don't want to submit to their planned slave system on the other side. You know, Congress must protect the Fourth Amendment rights. In response to the ODNI's report, Ashley Gorski, a senior attorney with the ACLU's National Security Project, stated, "Today's report sheds light on the extent of these unconstitutional backdoor searches and underscores the urgency of the problem. It's past time for Congress to step in and to protect the Americans' Fourth Amendment rights." And that's so true, folks. You know, the CIA also crossed a line that shouldn't be crossed, and all these agencies are crossing a line that they shouldn't be crossed. So therefore, they're literally just, excuse my language, proverbial pooping on our rights is what they're doing, folks. They're literally pooping on our rights as Americans under the Constitution of the United States of America. The article will be in the link, as always. You can read the article in its full entirety. It's a very long article. I just tried to summarize it here for the podcast. Now, folks, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, I want to just invite you now to do that. Here's a simple prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus and invited him into yours. Just repeat after me, folks, if you will, and you want to be saved. We're living in a time, folks. We're living in the end days. We're living in a days where there's depopulation through this vaccine that they have here, this COVID vaccine. This depopulation scheme, they're trying to do anything and everything to depopulate us, to get rid of us all, folks. And so you have to understand, not is this just is all over the globe, not just here in the United States. This is everywhere. They want to scale us all down to about 500 million people. That used to be on the Georgia Guidestones there. They used to want to scale us all down and take us out and only save 500 million of us. So the globalists, which are the Rothschild family again, as I repeated on many podcasts, the Rockefellers, of course, and their generation and bloodline, Bill Gates, the Clintons, Obamas, the Bushes, Queen of England, George Soros, all these rich and elite families, they want to preserve their part of the puzzle and save only what they want and take us all out. That's what you have to understand. That's the honest to God truth. So we need God more than ever in our life, folks. And if you want to be saved, because there's only two places to go. And if you're an atheist for the first time out there listening, you know, and you don't believe in God or you don't believe in heaven or hell, well, then that's your opinion. And like I tell people very honestly, you know, when the bus comes and that's God Almighty, and the bus comes and I jump on the bus and away I go, and I go up to heaven with God, then that's one thing. But if you don't believe in the bus and the bus comes and you miss the bus, then it's too late. Then you're going to go straight to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ. So you have to look at it kind of like that, folks, if that's kind of a crazy way of looking at it, but that's how it is. Very true. So here's a simple prayer, folks. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ or invited Jesus into yours, please say this simple prayer. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you said that prayer, folks, God bless you. Welcome to the family. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Most importantly, God loves you through Jesus Christ. If you've given your life and accepted Jesus Christ and repented your sin and said that prayer, folks, congratulations. So you're going to want to do three things quickly as this podcast is almost over here, folks. First thing you want to do is get yourself a Bible somewhere. If you're here in the United States, you know, you can get a Bible through Amazon if you like. Amazon has it for under $20. That's always a good place to get a Bible from. If you don't have the money and you're on a limited budget, like I have been half of my life anyway, and you're on a limited budget, folks, here's what you can do. You can find a good church. That's the second step. Find a good church and go to a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, or deacon, or member of the church, and say, hey, I want to find out about God and Jesus Christ. I'm brand new. I listened to this program, End Time World News. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, personal Savior, and now I'd just like to get a Bible. And I'm sure most churches, 99.9%, can fix you up with a Bible. And then the next step is, like I said, folks, find a good church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And once you find that church that believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what you need to do is once you find that church, get started in that church and write down all your questions and get a hold again of a pastor, junior pastor, senior pastor, even youth pastor, a deacon, a good member of the church, and write all your questions down and ask. Once you found the church, then ask them questions about God. Who is God? What's the reason? What's the reason for the Son of Jesus Christ? Or Jesus Christ the Son, excuse me. And when is he coming back? What does salvation mean? I've given my life to Jesus Christ. What should I do next? How should I plan my life? What steps do I need to go through? Is there anything else I need to do? How can I serve? I mean, on and on and on. There's millions and millions of questions, folks. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is just go to the church, find a good church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then after that, then you just have to find a church that believes in that, and then ask the pastor or the members of the church your questions. And that's it. As long as you said that prayer, you are saved, and congratulations. You can reach me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. that's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, and I'm your host, Eric. Congratulations again, folks. I love you, and you can always reach us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric. I'm your host. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, one last time, folks, consider donating. That helps keep us on the air week after week, month after month. And I love you so much, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, God bless you and your families. I'm out of here. Take care. Bye for now. See ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.